A purple nail-polished fingertip opens a video on a tablet computer.
Hey, I'm Hallie. My best friend and I, that's her, by the way, the cute redhead, we created this awesome webzine, Geekly Chic. Hey, I'm Avalon. We had tons of fun writing the articles, doing all the graphics, everything. Until it almost turned us from best friends into total enemies.
Frenemies. Has that ever happened to you and your best friend?
It happened to us, but we're getting ahead of ourselves.
It happened to this kid at school, too.
Except his best friend wasn't even a kid.
Hallie swipes to a video of a teenage boy walking a shaggy sheepdog mix. As a second video shows a suburban house, titles appear. A Disney Channel original movie. Disney, Frenemies. Bella Thorne, Zendaya. Inside, the boy and dog sleep in bed.
Jake, time for breakfast!
As the dog paws at the snoozing boy, Jake rolls over and stays asleep. The dog sniffs and licks Jake's face and still gets no response. The canine turns around and settles its tail and hindquarters down beside Jake's head.
Oh, Murray, that reeks!
As Murray looks up innocently, Jake checks his cell phone.
Oh, man, look at the time. Help me get dressed.
Murray holds socks in his mouth. In the kitchen, they both devour their breakfast. Milk and cereal for Jake and kibble for Murray.
I'm thinking of painting the dining room dusty rose. What do you think?
She shows paint samples.
Gee, I'd never know you two were best friends. Fine, I'll pick another color.
Mom, has the mail come yet?
I know, you're expecting that science space thingy from NASA.
It's not a science space thingy. It's an award from NASA for outstanding work in molecular astrophysics.
Jake's mom smiles, then turns to Murray, who nips a paint sample in his teeth.
Poodle pink. It's like this dog can read.
He can.
Outside, Murray walks on his hind legs, pushing Jake's rolling duffel.
Murray, as much as I want you to come to school with me, you know dogs aren't allowed. Hey, there's the mailman.
Murray runs off.
Go recycle the junk mail. Go green!
Jake grins after Murray, who enters the house through a doggy door and trots past Jake's mother.
Guess the mail's here.
Murray nips up some flyers and drops them in a recycle bin.
I wish you could do that to my parking tickets.
Production designer Doug McCullough. An American flag flies above a modern building, Waterbury High School. In class, a teacher wears a white lab coat.
Alternative energy resources.
One student sleeps.
Can anyone here name some? Besides Jake. Wake up, people. I'm talking about solar power, wind power.
The front row kid stays asleep.
For your first assignment, I want you to partner up and create your own personal energy source.
One boy calls to another beside Jake.
Hey, Owen, want to do this project together?
Can't, man. I'm doing it with Jake.
Forget it, dude. Last time we worked together, I did all the work and you sat on your butt.
I sat in wonderment of your talent. Your brilliance rendered me incapable of moving my legs.
Not happening, Owen.
Okay, folks, you have 2 weeks to finish your projects. So pair up and use your ingenuity. Wake up, Eisenblatt.
The front row kid lifts his head. Owen gets up from his seat as a smiling blonde girl in a pink dress approaches Jake.
Hey,
Jake looks up, gapes, then nervously looks around. Producers Leslie Morgenstein and Bob Levy.
Are you talking to me?
Isn't your name Jake?
Yeah. Yeah, I just didn't think you knew that.
Check it out. Julianne's actually talking to Jake.
Boy, it's always so difficult finding the right person to partner with on these projects. I don't know about you, but I just hate doing all the work.
That happens to you too?
People who use people are totally lame.
Totally.
Julianne nods. Based on a novel by Alexa Young.
So, maybe you and I should team up. Or is that totally lame, too?
No! That's totally cool.
Cool.
Awesome! So why don't I come by your house after school, and we can get started on our project together?
She walks away. Seated by his friend, Owen leans forward.
Dog, she is so into you.
Nah, it's just science.
It's more like chemistry.
Owen and his buddy fist bump. At home, Jake walks Julianne to his room.
Murray, there's someone I want you to meet. This is Julianne.
Murray lifts a paw.
Oh, how cute.
Murray keeps his paw raised.
I want you to shake it.
Even cuter. it's nice to meet you.
She complies.
Ew.
Julianne wipes her hand with a towelette.
Oh. Gotta take this. Don't go away.
In the hall, Julianne takes a call from two friends in a boutique.
What up?
Where are you? You ducked out of school so fast. Is there a sale going on that we should know about?
I'm at Jake Logan's house.
She's at Jake Logan's house. There's a sale at Jake Logan's house?
No, I'm using this nerd to get myself a nice grade in science class.
Oh, why didn't I think of that?
Because I'm smarter than you, and I know I need to get someone even smarter than me.
Julianne, check this out. You can harness energy from cow poop.
Fascinating. I have to go look at cow poop. Ugh, this better get me an A.
Julianne finds Murray staring at her and makes a face at the dog.
Julianne, I think I found something.
As she heads back, Murray follows her.
Grab a chair.
She positions a seat.
So the cow poop is kind of smelly, so I was thinking instead we could make a wind turbine that ignites.
She sets down her purse and finds Murray in her spot.
Murray, come on, that's Julianne's chair. Isn't my dog smart?
Frighteningly, like some trained dog they use in the movies.
Julianne nudges Murray off the chair and sits.
Now scram, Einstein. We have a project to do.
Jake!
Murray lies alone in the hallway.
Murray, cheer up. You look like you lost your best friend. Jake?
Jake exits his room.
Hey, Mom. What's up?
Guess what just came? Special delivery.
Serious?
An envelope contains a second place certificate bearing the name Jake Logan under the NASA logo.
NASA.
I am so proud of you.
He and his mom share a hug.
What I miss?
I got a certificate from NASA. Pretty cool, huh?
Oh, like a gift certificate? How much?
Miss Logan gapes.
Hi, I'm Julianne.
It's nice to meet you, Julianne.
What are you painting?
Oh, the den.
I love that shade of pink. Matches my lip gloss. Don't you think so, Jakey?
Jakey?
Mom, don't you have a second coat to paint or something?
Right, yes, a second coat. Oh, hey, why is Murray in the hall?
He's been acting up. I don't know what's up with him.
Nothing a breath mint wouldn't cure.
As Murray eyes Julianne, Jake's mom steps away. Julianne looks down on the dog and makes an air kiss at him. Then she, Jake, and Murray visit a park.
You got the ball, Murray? You got the ball? Okay, go get it, buddy.
Murray fetches a toss. Murray scampers over to a white toy poodle and drops the ball.
That's Beyonce, Murray's girlfriend.
Julianne reads a science magazine.
Hey, hey, no sniffing. Be a gentleman.
She has a fashion magazine hidden inside it.
How much longer do we have to be in the smelly park? I hope this mud doesn't ruin my shoes. This is mud, isn't it?
Julianne, dogs need exercise. So how's the research coming? Any good articles we can use?
A page shows fashion trends.
Oh, tons. Espadrilles are back.
You want to go toss the ball for Murray? Murray, come here, buddy. Come on, Murray.
Murray drops the ball on her lap.
This dress is 50% silk. And now it's 10% slime.
She picks up the ball.
You want to play, doggy? Let's play.
Julianne winds a hand back overhead and launches the ball over a distant cluster of shrubs. Murray goes after it.
That's a toss?
The ball lands on a sketchbook whose open pages show quality drawings of dogs at play.
Hi there.
The artist sets it aside.
Hey, cutie. Is this yours?
She smiles.
What's your name?
She checks his tag.
Murray?
Murray.
Yes, you're so cute.
She pets him.
Whoever your owner is, I'm totally jealous.
A skateboard lies on the bench behind the long-haired brunette.
So, Jakey, I was thinking, maybe it would be better for you to finish the project without me.
Wait, so you want me to do all the work?
No! No, I want to help. It's just that I'm so embarrassed to even say this to you, Jakey, but I can't think straight when I'm around you.
Jake grins bashfully.
Really?
Uh-huh. You're just so darn cute. But I bet you already have a girlfriend, right? Your own little poodle.
Actually, at the moment, I don't have a poodle. I mean, girlfriend.
Well, then today's your lucky day.
She holds his hand.
Whoa, Julianne, check out Murray.
Murray rides on the skateboard, carrying the tennis ball in his mouth. The long-haired brunette girl jogs alongside him.
Come here, buddy. Come on, Murray.
The brunette girl smiles.
You seriously have the coolest dog in the world.
I know, right? Hey, thanks for bringing him back.
No problem. I'm Savannah.
I'm Jake.
I've seen you around school. Aren't you like a science whiz?
Yes, he is. And he just happens to be my new boyfriend. So thanks for the dog and a bike. Get lost.
Okay.
Savannah crouches.
Bye, Murray.
Murray taps his paw on her hand. Then Savannah heads off, donning her helmet. Wearing knee and elbow pads, she scoots away on her board and lands a frontside 180 on the sunny paved path.
Savannah seems cool. Like Tony Hawk, only prettier.
More like Tony Gawk, if you ask me. Well, I gotta go. Mani-pedi time. Gotta look pretty for when we hand in our project.
As Jake laughs politely, Murray stares. Julianne crouches down close to him.
Stay out of my way, doggo. Bye, doggy.
As Murray sneezes at her face, she grimaces, then hurries off. At the Logan residence, Jake lies asleep in bed.
Jake, time for breakfast.
Murray sits beside him. As he licks him, Jake smiles in his sleep.
Julianne, it tickles. Stop it.
While he keeps sleeping, his mother pours herself some coffee.
You're gonna be late for school!
Jake checks his cell phone.
Whoa. I gotta get dressed. Gotta look good for Julianne.
Downstairs, Miss Logan and Murray stare at Jake in a graphic tee, black leather jacket, and scarf. Jake pops the collar of an open button-down under his jacket.
Well, look at you.
As Murray hides his snout under his paw, Miss Logan frowns.
Is that my scarf?
No. This is a guy's scarf.
They make guy's scarves?
Forget it. I gotta go to school.
Whoa, wait a minute. What about breakfast? You and Murray always eat together.
Mom, Julianne is waiting.
As Jake fills Murray's bowl, the mail arrives. Murray skids to a stop in front of the stack and uses his paw to push away a pink envelope.
Recycle the junk mail.
Jake sees Murray hurrying away with the pink envelope.
Wait a minute, is that from Julianne? Murray, drop it! Drop it!
Murray drops it in the toilet, and Jake fishes it out.
I didn't mean for you to drop it in there. Dumb dog.
Jake leaves with the dripping letter. As a window frames a view of him crossing the front lawn, the boy shoots a sore look over his shoulder at Murray panting behind the glass pane. At school.
Dude, you look so duded up. Totally cracking if I do say so myself.
Yeah, still not doing the project, guys.
Come on, man.
As Hallie and Avalon pass by, they both stop short.
I just can't help myself. Fashion intervention.
Avalon shuffles backward and leans on a locker by Jake.
So, how long have you been on scarves?
What's wrong with it?
Serious fashion faux pas. That's French for lose a scarf. Even Zac Efron isn't rocking it anymore.
But I saw him in a magazine.
Oh, was it in your dentist's office? Those are never up to date.
Callie smirks.
Man, I was trying to look good for my new girlfriend.
Whoa, back up. Julianne's your girlfriend? For reals?
Yes, for reals.
Well, if you want to date her, then we gotta update you. Collar down, untuck the tuff, loose up the scarf, fake earring out.
Ow!
Fluff the hair, voila.
Avalon uses her gem-encrusted cell phone to photograph Jake.
How cute is that?
Cute enough to put online?
The girls share a look.
Come on, go.
As they scurry away, Jake frowns after them.
Do you know those girls?
No, me neither.
Jakey, you look so fly. As much as I'd love to show you off, somebody has a project to finish, so time to fly.
Jakey, that's even worse than the scarf.
Owen and his bud high five. At the house, Miss Logan paints.
Well, I never thought I'd value a dog's opinion, but Murray, I think this color looks really good.
Mom, I'm home. Julianne and I are gonna work up in my room.
Okay, honey.
His mom waves, then notices Murray staying put.
Aren't you gonna go with Jake? No? Okay, well, you can help me paint. Okay, where's that other can of paint?
Murray lowers his head between his paws. Upstairs, Jake finds his room ransacked.
What the?
The pink envelope is half chewed.
No way. There is no way Murray did this.
This was a love letter, not a liver treat.
I know. I'm so sorry. I mean, he likes to take out the junk mail.
Julianne gawks.
Not that that is junk.
Jake takes his NASA certificate down off the wall.
Thank goodness I taped up my NASA award. I have got to get this thing framed.
No, you have got to get rid of that dog. He's just a big, hairy disaster waiting to happen.
I think he was just looking for some attention.
Well, that makes two of us.
She sits down.
On my skirt!
In paint.
Poodle pink? Murray!
Look at what he did! You better send him to the pound before I pound him.
You know what? You're right. Not really, but I'm gonna go yell at him.
Left alone, Julianne picks up the NASA certificate.
If you won't get rid of that mutt, I will.
She storms out of the room with it. Outside, she jogs in a pink velour hoodie and matching athletic pants. Arriving at Jake's house, Julianne looks around sneakily, then runs across the lawn to the front door. She takes the NASA certificate from inside her hoodie and sprays it with perfume.
This one's for you, doggo.
With a crafty grin, she inserts the paper into the mail slot. Inside, Murray hurries off, drawing Jake's attention away from his breakfast. As Miss Logan joins her son in the kitchen, Murray sniffs at the NASA certificate on the foyer floor and drops it into the closest toilet.
Hey, Murray, what have you got there? Murray, no! No!
As the dog hits the flush handle, Jake sprints into the bathroom and snatches the paper from the spiraling water. Jake's mom gasps.
Why would Murray do that?
Jake eyes the pup, looking up at him.
This is the worst thing you've ever done. You're the worst dog. I hate you. Get out of here. Get out.
As Jake points, Murray licks his chops and trots away, exiting the house through the kitchen doggy door. Jake storms past his mother. Outside, Murray leaps a 4-foot-high gate and bounds across the grass. He later gallops along the paved walkway in the park. With every stride, his long white and black fur flutters up and down. As he races across the street onto the opposite sidewalk, he encounters Savannah on her skateboard, but runs right past her.
Murray?
The dog turns around and gallops over to her.
Murray, what are you doing here? Are you lost?
She pets him.
Here, come on with me. Come here, buddy.
Skateboard in hand, she walks with Murray. At home, Jake aims a mini fan at the torn and wrinkled NASA certificate. He sniffs the paper, which hangs from two clips on a small stand. As he turns his attention to other equipment on the kitchen island, his mom joins him.
I've looked all over the house. I don't think that Murray's hiding. I think he ran away.
Jake looks up from a soldering iron.
Jake, I know you're mad at him, but he's still your best friend.
Mom, we were best friends. Now we're enemies.
Frenemies.
Precisely. Look, if you don't mind, I've got a lot of work to do. I need to finish this project.
Where's Julianne? I thought you two were partners.
As Jake blinks thoughtfully and cocks his head, his mother frowns.
You're doing this whole project by yourself, aren't you?
Mom, that's just what a guy does for his girlfriend.
Really?
Miss Logan heads for the door.
Do you think Murray will come back?
She faces her son and shrugs.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what guys do for their dogs.
Jake gazes off deep in thought. Out of the rain, inside a pleasant house, Savannah sits on her bed with Murray and pages through a yearbook.
Jake Logan, president of the science club. Found him.
Murray touches an image of Jake with his paw.
What, you think I marked this page because I like Jake? Nuh-uh.
Murray stares at Savannah.
Fine, I sort of have a crush on him. But he's never going to feel the same way, so who cares? Plus, he already has a girlfriend. Julianne. What's important is that we get you home.
Savannah flips open her cell.
What, Murray, give that back! Don't you want to get found?
The dog drops the phone in a wastebasket.
Guess not.
By day, Jake groggily sits up in bed. He rubs his eyes and checks his phone.
I'm gonna be late. Murray, why didn't you wake?
Jake finds Murray's spot on the bed empty.
Me.
He looks left and right. Outside the high school, Jake follows arriving students while carrying a cardboard box that contains a model wind turbine. In the cafeteria, Julianne cozies up to a student.
Here you go.
So, Leonard, how's my report on Scarlet's sweater?
It's called The Scarlet Letter.
I like mine better.
It's really a thought-provoking book. I argue that Hester Prynne is actually...
Whatevs, Leonard. You are so the best boyfriend ever.
Julianne kisses Leonard's cheek. Nearby, Savannah speaks to another girl.
I thought Jake was your boyfriend.
The girl shrugs. Now, as Julianne crosses a large indoor landing teeming with students, Savannah sneaks after her, staying a few yards behind. Julianne halts and whips around to check her back, but Savannah ducks behind a fellow student. As the blonde girl moves on, Savannah tails her to another male student.
Is it ready?
The young man hands her a booklet.
Yes!
Julianne kisses the teen's cheek and leaves him smiling dreamily after her.
Two boyfriends plus Jake? That's disgusting. And slightly impressive.
In Savannah's bedroom, Murray lies on the bed with his paws resting on the science club photo of Jake. The dog sadly rests his head between his paws, then suddenly springs up and leaves the room. On a sidewalk, he gallops around a corner. At school, Owen and his buddy notice a paper taped to a locker.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Hey, isn't that Murray?
The page, which shows a pencil sketch of Murray, reads, "I found him, Savannah." As Owen takes the drawing, he and his buddy encounter Jake.
Missing something?
Where'd you get that?
It was taped to your locker.
Who's Savannah?
And why does she have Murray?
He sort of got loose.
Owen and his friend swap a look.
Look, the truth is, he ran away. From me.
But Murray's your best bud. He wouldn't do that.
Yeah. I was spending all my time with Julianne and ignoring him, so I started acting up.
I feel you, Murray.
And then we tried to flush my NASA award down the toilet. I was pretty rough on him.
Dude, Murray would never trash something if he knew it was important.
That's what my mom said. Wait a minute.
He recalls sniffing the award.
Wait a minute, that's it. That's why I smelled perfume on my award. Julianne must have sprayed some on, knowing that when Murray smelled it, he'd think it was another love letter from her and trash it.
Dude, hate to tell you, but your dog was framed by your girlfriend. Your dog was dogged.
I cannot believe she did this to me. And I was dissing you two for her. Man, the next time I see her face, she better watch out.
Hey, Jakey.
Hey, Julianne.
Jake grins.
As soon as Jake comes back to Earth, he's so blowing you off.
Yeah, revenge of the mutt.
Murray? I love Murray. I'm heartbroken that he ran away and is never coming back. Hopefully?
Julianne's gaze falters under Jake's scrutiny.
You used me, Julianne. And I wasn't smart enough to realize it, but my dog did. And that's why you wanted to get rid of him. Come on, guys, we're out of here.
After you, Jakey. Jake.
As Jake heads off with his box project, Julianne follows him to the science classroom.
Jake! Me using you? That's the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. You did finish your project, though, right?
As he unboxes the beautiful model, she gawks.
Jakey! You are the best boyfriend ever!
Yeah, the best out of three.
Savannah enters with Leonard and the other boy.
Norm! Leonard, I could totally explain this whole thing. Well, I can't when you're staring at me like I did something wrong.
Leonard and Norm glower, then leave. Julianne sneers at Savannah.
You think you're so clever, don't you? Punking me like that?
Yeah, actually, I thought I did a pretty good job.
Well, this little stunt of yours may have cost me some A's, but if you think it's gonna make you any more popular, wrong. You will always be weird.
Well, I think Savannah's awesome.
Yeah, like he said. Seriously?
Yeah.
Savannah smiles.
Julianne, this science project is done. So are we.
We're done just as soon as you hand me that project, partner.
Jake, no, she doesn't deserve it.
I'm waiting, Jakey.
You think I care about this? I can always get another A, and maybe one day I'll get another girlfriend, but after the way I treated Murray, I may never get my best friend back.
He gives her the model.
And he's worth more than anything.
Whatevs.
Murray races in and jumps up on Julianne, toppling her and the model.
Project!
Murray approaches the broken model.
Oh no, he's gonna...
He lifts his leg. As one of Julianne's friends covers her mouth, the model's circuitry sparks.
Bad dog! Did I say bad dog? I mean, good doggy! Good dog!
Julianne flees. Her two girlfriends do the same.
Murray!
Jake pets him.
Man, am I glad to see you. And I promise, if you come home with me, it's just you and me, buddy. No girls. Ever again.
Behind Jake, Savannah's smile fades, but she musters another.
So, guess I'll just be going. Maybe I'll catch you guys at the dog park.
She crouches down.
I'll miss you, Murray. Come visit me, okay?
Definitely.
Jake smiles at Savannah, who returns a friendly look, then leaves. Jake and Murray have a tug-of-war with the scarf.
I hate the scarf too, huh?
The view recedes to Hallie's tablet.
I'm so glad Jake didn't let Julianne come between him and his pooch.
What do they say? A dog's a boy's best friend?
Hallie and I put Jake's story on our webzine, Geekly Chic, because it almost turned us into frenemies once.
I was at home finishing up an email when it all started.
On the bed in her cluttered room, Hallie works on her tablet.
Hallie Brandon, you are an awesome writer. Too bad the rest of the world hasn't gotten the memo.
Smiling in her stylish glasses, she hits send on an email. She flips the tablet cover closed and feverishly rifles through a drawer in her nightstand. Coming up empty-handed, she checks under a clutch purse next to her bedside lamp and finds her flip phone.
Hello?
It's finished, it's perfect, and it's sent.
She and Avalon tremble with delight.
I'm so excited. I am so excited. When Burns Publications opens that link to our webzine, Geekly Chic, they are so going to want to be in business with us.
I know. I mean, Avalon, between your fashion tips and my articles, how could they not?
Speaking of fashion tips, shade up, girl.
Both girls raise their window shades and face each other from their bedroom windows.
Okay, so am I working this referee look?
Avalon models a black and white striped top.
Touchdown! Thank you. Oh, and scored that belt, too. Kendall's?
Yep. Like he ever wears it. My brother's pants hang off his butt so low, I'm forced to look at his boxer shorts with smiley faces on them. How is that possibly attractive?
It's not. Although, it does make it way easier for you to give him a wedgie. Okay, we gotta go. We're gonna be late. Shade down!
A teen boy enters Hallie's room.
Were you and Avalon just talking about me?
Yeah, we were just discussing how you seriously rock those pants.
Right. What do you want?
Could you drive us to school?
Nope. Hey, is that my belt?
I'll pay for belt rental.
Rent a belt. I like it, but I'm not waiting.
He backs out of the driveway.
Wait! Wait!
As Hallie and Avalon come running, he stops.
I'm in really, really tall heels! Come on! I'm trying on the tall heels!
As Avalon climbs in back, Kendall checks over his shoulder, then reverses. A GPS device on the dash displays a map.
Turn right on Addison.
Baby, could you repeat that last direction for me, slowly?
Turn right on Addison.
Kendall, why do you need a GPS system? You're a senior. You know how to get to school.
He's in love with her voice.
I'm not in love with her voice.
You're not my type, Kendall. I hate smiley face underwear. Recalculating.
Look, you guys can laugh all you want, but this GPS can be programmed to speak in 12 different languages. It can even give directions in Urdu.
Urdu? I hardly know you.
Kendall rolls his eyes at the girls. Outside the school, a bus departs as he drops off the girls by the entrance. Inside, they walk a bustling hall.
Burns Publications yet?
Not yet, but we have been talking for like 3 seconds, so I'll check again. Okay.
Well, if it isn't Tweedle Geek and Tweedle Chic.
A guy in a blazer smirks.
Well, hello, Walker. Wait, what's today? Bring your lame posse to work day?
Funny.
Here you go.
He hands Hallie cash.
Wait, what is this?
We paid for an ad for Geekly Chic in the school paper.
Yes, and as senior editor of that school paper, I have a standard of quality to uphold.
But Walker, kids need to know about our website. Have you even read it? It's full of stimulating and superbly written articles.
Yeah, not to mention the latest fashion trends, like your sweater. Oh, wait, we didn't have an issue in 1982.
Look, we even have business cards.
Yeah, pretty professional, huh?
They give him a business card.
You know what? You could actually put one of these cards on every locker in the whole school. It doesn't matter, because nobody will care unless I tell them to.
I'm sorry, Walker, I didn't hear what you said. Could you repeat that?
Clean out your pretty little ears, Avalon. Geeklychic.com is for losers.
Avalon snaps a shot of Walker holding up the Geekly Chic card. His two pals, Savannah, and the students nearby all check their phones.
Oh, by the way, Walker, thanks for the free advertising.
What are you talking about?
As Avalon shows him the snapshot, Walker returns the business card.
We are out of here. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hallie dismissively bats her hand as Walker and his cronies scoot.
That was awesome, Av. You totally put that jerk and his wannabe jerks in their places.
Why, thank you, but Tally, you're gonna have to learn how to stand up to people like that.
No, thank you. You know I get flustered around people, so if you don't mind, I'll stick to the writing and you can do the talking, okay? That's what makes us a good team.
Alrighty.
Hey, I got something really cool to show you. Come on.
Okay.
At a library computer.
Now, every time someone logs on to geeklychic.com, a red dot will pop up. Okay, you see those red dots in New Jersey? That's you, me, and my mom. She spends a lot of time online.
They view the digital map.
Wait. There's another dot over there in New York City.
Who could that be?
Well, I'm not really sure, but they're definitely logged on.
Huh. Hallie digs her phone out of her pocket and checks the display.
It's a private number. Maybe it's the dot. Oh, stop that. Just answer it. Hello? Yes, this is Hallie Brandon. You're calling from Burns Publications?
Avalon excitedly covers her mouth.
Are you serious? No way. Look, Kendall, you're gonna have to do a lot better if you're gonna get back at me for making fun of your little GPS girl. Yes, I'll hold for Miss Cherie St. Clair. You are really pushing this, aren't you, Kendall?
Hallie spots Kendall outside the school painting a banner with other students. Avalon notices as well, grimaces, and seizes the phone from Hallie's grip.
Hello? Yes. Yes, it is. Yes. Okay, tomorrow. All right. Okay, thank you, Miss St. Clair. All right, thank you, bye. Oh my gosh, that was really Cherie St. Clair, the head of Burns Publications in Manhattan?
Yes, it was.
And tomorrow we have a huge meeting with that red dot.
A girl shushes them.
Sorry. Right, we have so little time and so much to prepare. So, which one of these new fashion looks says, I have a meeting with one of the most powerful women in the publishing world?
Their website reads, Stop Fashion Time. In a montage, Avalon dances in a discotheque wearing gold lamé leggings and a gold sequined butterfly top. In a sepia-toned diner, she dances in a white-fringed flapper dress and feathered headband. Against a backdrop of New York City, she grooves in a red top hat and a cropped drum majorette jacket. A view of a coral reef shows her in a mini dress and go-go boots. Then she appears as a cowgirl on a sunny farm. Against a graphic of two planets in outer space, Avalon dances in a hot pink wig and a shimmering silver ensemble. The montage ends in her bedroom, where she dances in a pearly white jacket and silver frilled skirt.
Hello? Shade up, girl.
Oh, okay.
As the girls raise their window shades, Hallie holds up a red tartan skirt on a hanger.
Is this professional or what?
Yeah, professionally Scottish.
What? I don't think this says Scottish, okay? I think it says stylish in a plaidish, woolish, kiltish sort of way.
Whatever-ish. Shade down, girl, for going to New York City!
Now, airborne views show the sun shining on the Statue of Liberty, on glass-paned buildings, and on a suspension bridge to Manhattan. A skyward look at a high-rise descends to a sleek entryway marked Burns Publications. The girls approach and swap smiles. By a reception desk, Avalon eyes Hallie's tam.
Really? The hat, too?
It was calling me, okay? Wear me. Wear me.
Are you sure it wasn't calling you?
Trash me.
No problem.
Burn me.
The receptionist points them onward.
Oh, thank you.
As they near a glass-walled corner office, a grown woman exits in tears. The girls enter, Hallie toting a gold purse with cartoony lips and loose swinging eyelashes. An executive stands at a window with her back to them.
Sit.
As Hallie and Avalon drop to the floor, Cherie St. Clair turns around.
I meant on the couch.
Right. We need that.
Cherie sits facing them in a black and white blouse printed in oversized houndstooth. Her cuffs feature really long scarf-like bows.
You two are a lot younger than I thought you'd be.
Is that a problem? Because we're very mature for our age.
Yes, people think we are like 30.
I want young.
And that's when we tell them, hello, people, we're only 14.
Right, Al?
Totally. Well,
Burns Publications has been looking for a fresh voice, a young voice, a unique voice. And I think Geekly Chic is that voice.
It is? I mean, of course it is. Wait, you really liked our webzine?
Loved it. Which is why I want to use it to launch our brand new website, our new magazine, and our new fabulous clothing line. It'll be a media empire.
Hallie adjusts her glasses.
Are you kidding?
Do I look like a person with a sense of humor?
No, not really.
Cherie shows them a mock-up of a Geekly Chic magazine cover.
Geekly Chic.
Don't smudge it.
Avalon retracts her hand.
There will be red dots everywhere.
Don't they sell creams for that?
Miss St. Clair, you have no idea how long Hallie and I have been dreaming about this day.
Wait a minute. Hallie and I? I called this meeting with Hallie Brandon, the editor-in-chief. What are you? Her assistant?
If I were her assistant, do you think I would let her out of the house wearing that skirt with that hat?
Cherie frowns.
Sorry. No. I am Avalon Green, co-editor-in-chief. Yes, we're a team.
You're a team. That's adorable. I hate it.
What? Why?
Because if I buy your webzine, I plan on staffing it with my own underpaid web designers. However, I want one of you on board as editor, so Geekly Chic maintains that fresh voice of zit-faced kids everywhere. Sort of breaks up your little team, doesn't it? So, flip a coin, girls. Who shall it be?
Wait, you're asking us to choose which one of us gets to live our dream?
Sounds so terribly sad when you put it that way. Don't put it that way.
But we're best friends.
We worked really hard on this.
How could we compete with each other for a job?
Yeah, I understand. I once had a best friend myself. We were so close. In fact, I got her first job.
Really? As what?
My maid. But she wasn't very good, so I fired her. But back to you two. I have an idea. To make this fair, I'll give both of you 1 week to come up with the cover story of our very first issue of Geekly Chic. Whoever does the best job gets to be my senior editor-in-chief.
But we worked really hard.
And this is kind of like not fair.
Because it's either one of you or none of you. You can pack up your bagpipes and go now.
Hallie sheepishly smooths her kilt.
Go.
Oh, sorry. Okay, wait. Bye.
Cherie watches the pair leave her office, then the girls mope across the lobby.
This is the worst day.
This is the worst skirt. And hat.
Oh.
In the school cafeteria, Hallie swipes to the new music page of a website called Access Teens. Avalon sits across from her, leafing through a magazine.
So, have you found anything interesting yet to write about?
Not really.
You? No.
Kendall approaches with a bowl of cereal.
Can you believe this is all I can afford for breakfast? Man, since when did pancakes go up $1.50? I need to collect my bell ring.
Not now, Kendall, okay? I'm busy.
How about you, Avalon?
I'm not really busy. I just don't really care.
I found it.
A sock to stuff in his mouth?
No, better. You know that indie singer Jean Frank? He's coming to America for his first concert outside of France.
Excuse me. How is this more important than me getting my pancakes?
Because Jean-Frank has an amazing sound. We've been following him online for months, and once he comes here and performs live, he's gonna blow up.
Exactly. That's why he needs to be interviewed now before he's so hot that everybody wants him.
This would make an awesome cover story for Geekly Chic.
That's my story.
Your story, but we thought of it at the same time.
That editor job is mine.
No, it's not. It's mine.
Hate to burst both your bubbles, but it looks like neither of you's gonna get to interview
him. What?
It says here Jean-Frank's concert sold out. So, unless you two can find tickets.
Kendall shows them a story on his phone. Avalon and Hallie glower at each other, then stand up, both sticking out their chins.
Man, did it just get suffocatingly hot in here.
I'm getting into that concert.
Really? And then what? Let's see you get an interview with him. You get all flustered around people, remember?
I'm the only one who can talk to him.
Well, you might be able to talk the talk, but let's see you write the right words.
I'm not losing out to you. Take the words right out of my mouth.
They each grab their books and scoot in opposite directions. At her locker, Hallie listens to earbuds as she dials on her phone. Frowning, she shuts it and leans glumly on the lockers. Her gaze catches on Kendall and she hands over his belt.
Here, you need this more than I do.
Thank you.
He checks his boxers in her mirror.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Shh. I'm calling the radio station ZVFM. If I'm the 100th caller, I can get a free ticket to the Jean-Frank concert.
Okay.
Hello. Hi, I was calling about the...
What?
I'm number 101? Wait, but I need that ticket.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, miss, try again next time.
Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah. And FYI, your music stinks.
Smooth. Land on the charm to get your ticket. I like it.
Look, Kendall, the concert is Friday, okay? What am I going to do? I wonder if Avalon's doing any better.
Avalon sits at a table advertising fashion advice.
Hey, team! Expert fashion advice in exchange for a Jean-Frank ticket?
As the girls' basketball team walks by, two of the players high-five.
Oh, hi there. I'm doing a free fashion makeover today in exchange for a Jean-Frank ticket.
She accosts a guy.
You may not know him yet, but he is the hottest new French singer, and you could look just like him.
The guy keeps walking.
But not in those pants!
A girl in distressed pink and black clothes approaches.
Hey there. You look like the type who'd know what's hot on the indie scene. So today, I am doing free fashion makeovers in exchange for a Jean-Frank ticket. Your outfit is cool, but zippers and ripped black tights are so Edward Scissorhands. You really want to freak out your friends? Wear hooped earrings and stripes.
The girl walks away.
What? But that was great advice. Fine, and your mother bought you that outfit. You're not fooling anyone.
Walker approaches.
Well, 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 if it isn't Miss Avalon. So, where's your little sidekick? I hear you kicked her to the side.
How do you know?
Well, as a man of the world, I make it my business to know everything. And I believe you need a ticket to see some French singer tomorrow night?
Yeah, Jean-Frank, but his concert is all sold out.
Is it?
Avalon brightens and steps closer.
Unless you possibly have one.
Now that's amusing.
So why take it the answer's no?
I may be persuaded to look further into the matter.
He flutters his eyebrows.
Whoa, dude, what's with the eyebrow dance?
A smile slowly dawns on Avalon's face.
Have you been torturing me since school started because you actually like me?
That is amusing.
Well, thanks anyway, Walker.
Well, actually, you might be interested to know that I have a cousin in France whose roommate happens to be the nephew of the guy whose daughter is engaged to the dry cleaner who fluffs and folds all of Jean-Frank's clothes.
Walker, that's amazing, I think.
Well, why don't you just take out your phone and we'll give him a call.
Okay.
On your minutes, of course.
Okay.
Avalon picks up her gem-encrusted phone. Later, among bustling students, she catches up with Hallie.
Oh, hey, Hallie, I just left a note in your locker. But that's okay, because it's so well-written. I memorized it. Dear Hallie, I have a ticket to the Jean-Frank concert and you don't. Doesn't your life stink? Love, Avalon. Wait, how did you get that ticket? I called him. A little yellow-sweatered birdie, Walker, gave me his phone number in Paris, and now Jean-Frank is giving me an interview right after the concert.
Avalon steps into a classroom where a teacher waits with a plastic band. As she drops her phone inside it, Hallie follows and does the same. Her gaze catches on Avalon's surrendered phone.
Mrs. Cross, I need to call my mom.
Hallie grabs it.
She just had a baby. Three of them, triplets, there might be one more, so I'm going to call her. Okay.
She races off. Elsewhere, Jean-Frank practices. A maid swaps a vacuum's plug into the electrical outlet he's using.
Mais voyons! Mais sortez d'ici! Chou! Allez, allez, allez!
Hallie calls him from the school band room.
Oui?
Allô? Is this Jean-Frank?
Mais oui, c'est moi.
Hallie grimaces.
Why did I take Spanish? This is Avalon Green's, how you say, assistant. She would like to have me give you a pre-interview before her interview.
Mais très bien, très bien. Oui.
Fantastic! So her tickets will need to be put under my name. Hallie Brandon.
Bon, une mademoiselle.
Si? I mean, oui?
Speaking English with a French accent. Is still speaking English, huh?
Oops. I mean, oops.
As Jean-Frank resumes practicing, the maid starts vacuuming. At the school, Walker and his two pals stand behind Hallie, each holding a brass instrument.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
Whoa!
She bumps into a cymbal, knocking it over. In her bedroom, she fishes her phone out of a black leather shoulder bag.
Hey, shade up, girl. Now.
She sees Avalon with Walker and his posse.
You sabotaged my interview and took my ticket?
What, he told you?
Wait, does Walker have a thing for you?
Oh my gosh, that's why he's always in your face.
Right? Wait, stop. I'm still mad. You're not getting that interview. That cover story is mine.
It's mine. I can't believe we were ever BFFs.
Best friends for never.
Good one, freight much.
Talk much.
For crying out loud, just pull the shade down.
Hallie exhales, closes her flip phone, and somberly licks her lips. At night, a hooded figure jogs across Hallie's front lawn and climbs into Kendall's 80s-era SUV. Safely inside, the infiltrator puts down her hood. It's Avalon. She cracks open a paperback book entitled GPS for Idiots and reads with the help of a small flashlight. She turns her attention to the GPS device on the dashboard and selects the settings icon with her fingertip. She gets out of the vehicle unhooded. As she jogs back across the lawn, she trips and falls flat, but gets up and runs home. Hallie and Kendall buckle up.
Decided to go to the concert?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, party programmed J-Lo, so she's all set to get us there on time.
Hallie stares.
Stop with the eyeballs. A lot of guys name their GPSs after hot singers. If I gotta get directions from a woman, it's gonna be from J-Lo.
He turns it on.
Jahan mumkin ho, wahan U-turn kariye, aur sadak par seedhe jaiye.
What the heck was that? Why can't I understand a word she's saying?
If I didn't know any better, I'd say she's speaking in Urdu.
Well, we programmed her to speak in English, Kendall, okay? I've got to get to this concert.
All the settings are in Urdu, too. Man, this is totally whack. How did this happen?
Hallie finds a dangly earring.
Avalon.
In the city, fans line up by a sign for Club Butterfly.
Excuse me, sorry, pardon me. Excuse me, ooh, cute shoes. Excuse me. Hi, I have a ticket waiting for me. My name is, Hallie Brandon, and I'm doing a pre-concert interview with Jean-Frank. Could you tell me where his dressing room
is? In Kendall's car, Hallie unfolds a map.
You poked me in the eye. Hey, look, the Jersey Shore.
Okay, hey, situation, focus, okay? Help me read this thing.
Map? Who uses maps anymore?
I don't know, people whose GPSs are lame.
She didn't mean that.
He consoles his GPS.
What am I looking at?
As they fuss with the giant paper, Jean-Frank rehearses in his dressing room. Avalon enters through a red curtain.
Jean-Frank?
Unnoticed by the musician, she steps closer.
Jean-Frank?
She reaches for a cord.
Jean Craig!
Mais pas encore! Qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Hi, I'm Avalon Green. I'm here to do the interview with you.
Where's Ali Brandon, huh? The one who speaks the French English?
She couldn't make it here today because she has the flu. The GPS flu. It makes you lose all sense of direction. It's very contagious. You don't want to be near her.
As Jean-Frank covers his nose and mouth, Kendall pulls up outside.
Right here.
Great.
Wait, who's going to help me fold this thing?
Ask Jayla. Okay.
What? Huh?
The concert's all sold out.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Hallie hurries to a nearby alley.
Come on, guys. Move along.
This way.
In the dressing room.
So, Jean, tell me about your music.
Do you know anything about music, huh?
Avalon's gaze darts.
Not really, but I know about clothes. So are these your favorite jeans that you've totally worn to death, or did you just buy them pre-ripped? The truth, Jean-Frank.
They're pre-ripped. And I have them dry-cleaned.
And you call yourself a rock star.
Don't answer another word!
Peeking in through a window, Hallie crashes to the floor.
My first crazy American fan! I've made it!
Hallie, what are you doing here? This is my interview.
Says who? Smile! No, don't smile for her. She's contagious.
What? I got here first.
Well, I have better questions to ask him, okay? So, Jean-Frank, do you have your style of...
See, GPS flu. It makes her talk like that.
No, that's totally normal. Give me that.
Give me back my questions.
Why? I'm asking them. So, Jean-Frank, your style of music has been compared to traditional African tribal poly. What does this even say?
Polyrhythms. It's a drum beat found mostly in West African Wait, why am I telling you questions, Stealer?
Ticket Stealer.
Give me back my questions.
Why? I'm the only one who can talk.
In Urdu, and you'd better reprogram J-Lo, or else...
What she's gonna vote me off of, idol?
Well, hey,
stop it, all right? You two are giving me a headache.
Wait, what happened to your French accent?
Oops.
Yeah, that didn't even work for me.
Wait, you're not even French?
You've been lying to your fans this entire time. Why would you do that, Jean-Frank?
It's really Johnny Frankowski. I couldn't get anyone to listen to my music here, so I tried Paris. That's when I decided to do the French thing, you know? Just to look cool back home.
Nuh-uh. Kids don't want some poser. Fake is out. Unless it's fur.
Look, your music is already cool, and staying true to yourself is what'll inspire your fans. Johnny.
His guitar features an Eiffel Tower stencil.
Well, you know, I always wanted to go acoustic, and...
He takes off the electric guitar.
You girls are right. You know what? This scam is over.
He grabs his acoustic.
Johnny Frankowski is back.
He struts off.
Yeah!
Wow, we've totally unplugged him.
I know, but this is going to make an awesome story.
I know!
The excited smiles fade off the girls' glossy lips.
But...
They face each other.
Whose story is it?
By day, Cherie swipes on a tablet, reviewing the Geekly Chic article about Johnny. Hallie and Avalon stand side by side before her.
This article on Jean-Frank is fabulous.
Yes.
I love the pre-ripped jeans, very inside. And then finding out that he's not even French, that's so inside, it's outside. Love it. Gonna be hard to top this story. Okay, where's the other article?
There's only one.
I told you to write two. Best one gets the job, remember?
Yeah, but we couldn't do it, so you're just gonna have to choose one of us and the other one goes home.
I feel like Heidi Klum. You're either in or you're out, so I choose.
The girls hold hands.
Neither of you. Auf Wiedersehen.
What?
I thought I was dealing with professionals. But apparently, I'm dealing with two little girls' best friends who can't do anything without each other. You can both leave. Now. And we don't validate parking. Oh, wait, you're too young to drive. Go.
Slack-jawed, Avalon and Hallie head for the door.
Wait a minute.
At Hallie's behest, both girls halt.
What's wrong with wanting to share something with your best friend? You may not care, but I'm proud to be friends with Avalon. Geekly Chic is our baby, and if you don't want to work with us on our terms, then these two little girls are going to go find ourselves a bigger and better playground.
Cherie wears a shrewd grin.
Meaning?
I am not sure, but it sounded really good, so we're going out on that.
The girls high-five and march out arm in arm. With a snubbed frown, Cherie picks up her desk phone.
Yes, Miss St. Clair?
I feel sweat coming on. Bring me some deodorant.
Students arrive at school.
You know what, Hallie? I am really proud of you today. So much for getting flustered around people.
Thanks, Av. Maybe you should do the talking from now on.
Well, well, well. Look who we have here. Bad news certainly travels fast.
Okay, look, Walker, if you've come here to gloat...
I was actually very impressed when I heard how you two stood up to that big corporation. In fact, I was so impressed I made a phone call on your behalf. It seems that I have a cousin in Memphis whose sister happens to be the hairstylist for the guy who drives the limo.
Walker, get to the point.
Okay. Teens Now wants to do a huge story on Geekly Chic and the two best friends behind it.
Avalon and Hallie slowly turn toward each other. Walter winces and plugs one ear.
Okay, I'm gonna go put this on the website right now.
Okay.
Hallie hurries off. Avalon calmly faces Walker, who yields a bashful smile.
Walker, thank you. What you did for us was really amazing and sweet. I could just...
Hug me?
See, I was gonna say, shake your hand, but,
As she throws her arms around him, his cronies grin and nod.
Okay, show's over. See ya.
Well, wasn't exactly the hug I was hoping for.
The girls watch TV.
High schoolers Hallie Brandon and Avalon Green had a chance at fame and fortune when media giant Burns Publications offered to buy their webzine, Geekly Chic. But the BFFs turned it down to stay true to their own indie vision.
They watch from Avalon's bed.
Teens Now got the inside scoop that Geekly Chic will be featuring an exclusive story on French singing sensation Jean Frank, written by both Hallie and Avalon. Both girls will continue on as chief editors, and they'd love to hear from you, so keep posting those comments. This is Lucy Dalgusi from Teens Now.
Avalon? Look, there's red dots everywhere.
Geekly Chic has gone global.
They stand on the mattress, hopping and dancing.
Yes!
Girls, stop jumping on that bed.
Hallie pauses the story on her tablet.
Yep, Geekly Chic blew up. They made this movie about it, right? And remember that girl Savannah, the skater chick with the crush on Jake? She almost got frenemied by a girl she didn't even know existed.
With a swipe of her finger, she opens a video of Savannah in a helmet and pads, skateboarding back and forth on a halfpipe. On one swoop upward, she briefly halts by pinning the board's upturned end underfoot to the high edge. As she executes an air-catching 180, then a grind, a man exits the nearby house.
Savannah, come on in, breakfast.
As Savannah halts, three boys fight over bacon in the kitchen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, give me.
Get easy. Fill up.
Savannah's dad pours orange juice.
Hey, can I have some? Hey, little food monsters, leave me some.
Guys, school bus. Let's roll. Okay, Brian.
He hands out lunch bags.
Got nothing. Okay, no, it's you. It's you. Okay, look, okay, bye. Georgie! Sorry, sweetie, you snooze, you lose.
Georgie holds up a bacon strip.
I saved this.
Thanks, George.
For me.
He eats it.
Brat.
Love you.
I swear, Pops, living here is like living in some frat house.
Okay, well, how about this? How about I give you some cash to buy some breakfast at school, and after school, you go to the mall and buy yourself something that is pretty. And your brothers won't eat.
Awesome. Because I saw the prettiest pair of sneakers the other day, and now I can get them.
She gives him a kiss.
Great.
Thanks, Pops.
Okay. Oh, Raji, you need a maid. And that would be me.
Outside, Savannah rides on her board, using one foot to repeatedly push off from the pavement. On the sidewalk, Jake smiles at Murray.
Okay, Murray, you have peed 9 times already.
There's no more trees. Hey, Savannah.
Jake.
He faces Murray.
Okay, time to go home, buddy.
While smiling at Jake, Savannah rides off the sidewalk and goes flying over a hedge.
Where'd she go? It's weird.
As Jake moves on, Savannah pops up from behind the bushes.
Oh, hey, Murray. I'm okay. I just get a little nervous around Jake. Don't tell him, okay?
As she steps away, a girl who looks exactly like her smiles from the window of a passing limo.
Hey, doggy!
Murray does a double take. He sees the look-alike waving at him, then peers after Savannah, who disappears around a bend in the sidewalk. Murray alertly watches the limo go by. Inside it, an older man rides next to the look-alike.
I wish I could have a dog, Pemberley.
Well, if you could find one that didn't bark, didn't shed, didn't drool, didn't eat, and didn't poop, then I'm certain your parents would be very open to the idea.
So that's a big no.
That would be correct. Especially in regards to the poop part.
Wearing a school uniform, the girl yields a resigned smile. Meanwhile, Savannah approaches the school with her board in one hand and her helmet in the other. Three guys in tracksuits exit, letting the door close in front of her.
Here, let me get that for you.
Oh, hey, Jake. You don't have to do that for me. I'm not helpless, see?
She flexes her bicep.
Wow, nice cuts. Bigger than mine.
Oh, no, they're not. But maybe a little. I've got to get to class.
She ducks inside.
You had to show me your guns.
Inside a white mansion, Savannah's look-alike leads Pemberley past a marble statue and palmetto plant. She addresses a couple having breakfast by an indoor pool.
Emma, darling, how was school?
It was fine. I did all my homework, so is it okay if we go to the mall? I need some shoes.
Of course. Young lady can always use a new pair of shoes.
And what about a new dog?
A dog? What dog? Pemberley?
No, Father, there's no dog. I just...
Oh, thank heavens. For a moment there, we thought you were asking if you could have a pet.
Emma meekly flashes a smile, then turns to Pemberley, who delivers a wry smile.
No one likes a smug butler.
Arms folded, she brushes past him. Avalon and Hallie walk arm in arm in a boutique.
Come on, Hallie. Let's go check out the espadrilles.
Avalon, you hate espadrilles. See, no, I did, but then I bought this fabulous organic spray on tan, and summer legs and espadrilles are off the hook.
Wait, look who's here. Savannah O'Neill.
Wrong, that's Emma Reynolds. She goes to Leggett Academy, hence the bland but uber-expensive uniform.
Wait, are you sure that's not Savannah, the one who goes to our school?
No, that's Savannah.
As their fellow high schooler steps into view carrying her skateboard, Hallie and Avalon repeatedly look back and forth between the lookalikes.
Oh, that's a mind blow. Ooh, espadrilles.
Completely unawares, Savannah and Emma stand back to back between two display tables. Each girl picks up a shoe.
Did these come in late?
As a salesman signals for them to wait, the girls spot each other.
Wow, you look just like me.
No, you look just like me.
They circle each other.
Miss Emma, it's getting rather late. Perhaps I should have Jacob bring the car around.
I took the bus.
Oh, dear me. I thought you were...
Me?
Emma takes her purse from Pemberley.
I'm so sorry for the misunderstanding, miss.
Miss? Man, your grandfather is so polite. Mine picks his teeth with a credit card. Pemberley's my butler. Serious?
Quite.
I love a good misunderstanding, but this is just getting ridiculous. Alrighty, Savannah, meet Emma Reynolds, debutante ball queen who carpools in a limo. And Emma, meet Savannah O'Neill, artsy jock girl who rides a mean skateboard.
You two are like twins from different planets. Hey, are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Free mall massage?
No, this could be an awesome story for Geekly Chic.
Hallie aims her phone.
Smile! And then a free mall massage.
Hallie and Avalon face each other. As they mince away, Emma stares.
Do you know those girls? I've never seen them before in my life. Me neither.
Savannah and Emma share a pizza.
My mom would kill me if she saw me eating mall food. And I'm not even using a napkin.
I never do.
Emma dabs at Savannah's lips with a napkin.
So you have three little brothers and a dog. How great is that?
Not if you're hungry. And besides, Murray's not technically mine. He belongs to this guy, Jake, who's crazy cute. I have a major crush on, but I'd die if he ever found out.
Savannah, your life sounds totally insane and totally awesome.
Me? Emma, you're the one cruising around in limos all day and mall hopping with Frederick.
Kimberly, and it's not as easy as it sounds.
Please, if I could have your life for 1 week, I'd be the happiest girl in the world.
If I could have your life for 1 week, I'd be the happiest girl in the world.
Okay, everybody's thinking it, so we're just gonna go ahead and say it. It's time for the old switcheroo.
What are we switcherooing?
Duh, your lives. You two look exactly the same. Yeah, so just trade up for 1 week and it'll be totally awesome. Or a disaster. Either way, it's going on geeklychic.com. This is just too good not to blog.
Wait, so you're saying for 1 week, I'm going to be her?
And I'm gonna be her?
I love it. I get to have three brothers, a dog, and no school uniform for a week.
And I get to have a huge house and all the food I can eat and him.
They watch Pemberley sipping a slushie through a straw.
Pemberley, be right back. We're just going to the washroom.
Pemberley nods.
You go, girls.
As Emma and Savannah leave, Avalon shoots a sly look at Hallie.
Shall we?
The two fashionistas each grab a slice of pizza and take a bite. Later, Emma and Savannah stop on a mall stairway in their swapped outfits.
I can't believe we're doing this.
I know, but it's such a brilliant idea.
They descend more stairs together, leaving behind a neon food court sign that reads, Gourmet Fair.
You okay riding at home?
I'll be fine. Good luck.
Oh, did I mention there's, five people living in my house in one bathroom?
No.
Home, James! It's Pimberly!
Emma sets down the skateboard.
How hard can this be? Just a skateboard?
She sets one foot upon it.
See? Easy.
She flies backward. An elegant wrought iron gate opens automatically for the arriving limousine. Sunlight glints off the spotless vehicle as it follows the paved driveway. As it nears a wall and some low shrubbery, Savannah lowers her window, revealing an excited grin. The limo bears left and parks in front of the gleaming white mansion. Savannah gets out of the car.
Man, I am living the dream.
She checks her calves.
Ooh, and I've got to shave my legs.
Pemberley beats her to the front door.
I always open the door for you, Miss Emma.
Of course you do, because I always let guys open doors for me.
Indeed.
Entering, Savannah admires a grand foyer's marble checkerboard floor and a towering floral arrangement.
Whoa, I am loaded! Oh, with books! Can you take these for me, Pemberley?
Don't forget, Miss Emma, you have a dress fitting before supper.
A dress? A dress! Woohoo! Off to my fitting! How fitting that I'm off to my fitting! What exactly am I being fitted for again?
Why, your birthday ball.
Pemberley leaves her.
Going to a ball? Who am I, Cinderella?
In a lavish bedroom, several pink gowns and one in purple stand on display.
I guess I am Cinderella.
In Savannah's high-top sneakers, Emma approaches the front door of her lookalike's house and smiles as Georgie approaches.
What are you standing there for?
Waiting for you to open the door?
He opens the door, enters, and closes it on her. She enters and finds the two other brothers playing with tennis ball blasters.
I'm gonna get you! Miss me!
Blankets and couch cushions serve as a fort.
Yo, yo, yo! It's me, Savannah, your sister. What up, dogs?
Both boys stare at her.
Just kidding! Mind if I join you guys?
The boys swap a look and take aim.
Get her! Oh, get her!
Emma flinches against the barrage of tennis balls. As the boys race out of the room, Roger enters.
Hey, Dad.
Emma smiles at the hurrying man.
Hello, Father.
Did you just call me Father?
Just kidding, Dad.
Whatever happened to Pops? Here, I'm putting the napkins out.
As he hands her a roll of paper towels, she fumbles it.
Yeah, I know it's kind of formal, but...
Exactly what I was thinking.
You know, I think I'm just going to go freshen up first. Pops?
Slack-jawed, he watches her leave.
You gonna what?
She finds Georgie on Savannah's bed, cutting his toenails.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was my room.
It is.
A fresh snipped clipping lands on the bedspread next to others. Now, in the mansion's dining room.
Sorry, I'm late. I was trying on ball gown number 23 and time just got away from me.
She sits and Pemberley scoots in her chair.
I hope you haven't started. I'm starving.
Emma, we'd never start eating without you.
Really? Cool. I mean, that's a lovely tradition.
In a red dress and pearls, Savannah tucks her napkin into her neckline. Pemberley removes it and drapes it on her lap.
It's just a little game we play.
As Emma's baffled mother frowns, Savannah glowers at the departing butler.
This smells divine.
She jabs a small round morsel with her fork and chews it.
I'm toasty when diviner. What is this?
Escargot.
Savannah heaves.
Snails? Bon appetit.
Savannah grins brightly at Emma's mother.
Show down, gang.
At Savannah's house, as Roger serves chicken with veggies, a flurry of reaching hands reduces the entree to scraps.
Excuse me.
Hey, sorry. Give me that. I want the leg.
Save some for Pops.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Emma eyes the pickings.
This is good, Dad.
As Roger eats, Emma folds her arms. In the mansion, Savannah and Emma's parents eat a final course.
So, Emma, dear, your mother and I have arranged for some wonderful music for your birthday ball at the country club.
You guys got a cool DJ?
A D who?
Forget it. Who did you get?
Martina Molinara, the famous Italian opera singer.
You know, as incredibly entertaining as that sounds, wouldn't it be easier just to chill out with some friends and get a taco truck?
What's a taco?
By day in the pristine mansion, Savannah lies asleep in Emma's king-sized canopy bed.
Wake up!
An instructor jabs aside a bedsheet.
Time for your fencing lesson. En garde!
As the woman thrusts her foil, Savannah tumbles out of bed. At Savannah's house, Georgie finds Emma waiting as he exits the bathroom.
Just warn you, you may want to open a window.
As he hands her a plunger, she fends off the other two brothers with it.
Oh, God.
Whoa! She's crazy.
Touché.
As she victoriously enters the bathroom, Savannah flops into bed in full fencing gear.
Oh, that's nice. Music to nap by.
A woman twirls into view.
No napping. It's time for the ballet lesson.
Savannah pouts.
Up, up, up.
She forces herself upright.
And down, down, down.
As she lies back down, the woman takes her by the ankles and pulls her out of bed.
Don't let her get it!
Emma plays soccer with the boys.
Quick, pass it!
In a tutu, Savannah calls her.
Shoot it!
Hello?
Come on, shoot it!
I want my life back.
The ball hits Emma's face.
I had no idea being rich could be so exhausting.
Did I say I wanted a big family? I take it back. I love being an only child.
Let's just back tomorrow, okay?
Excuse me, Miss Emma. I've come to remind you that you have a...
Please don't say another lesson, Pemberley. I can't feel my legs.
No, you have a date with Lance. He's waiting outside.
Lance? Who's Lance?
Pemberley eyes her shrewdly.
Pemberley, can I tell you a little secret?
Intrigued, Pemberley steps closer.
I'm not really Emma. I'm Savannah.
No, I'm shocked.
You won't tell?
Please. You have no idea the secrets I keep around here. That's why my Christmas bonus is so high.
Savannah giggles.
Lance is your boyfriend. Lance is waiting, Miss Emma.
Downstairs, a cherubic boy in polo gear grins.
Hey, Emma.
You're Lance. Who knew I had such a hottie boyfriend? I knew. I just have to keep reminding myself.
Well, we do make a magnificent couple. So, ready to go down to the field?
The softball field?
Ha ha! The polo field. Oh, guess what? I named one of my ponies Emma. After you.
Aren't you a little old to have a pony?
It's a polo pony. It's a horse.
Oh, of course it's a horse. I knew that. Just horsing around.
Shall we go, my lady?
As she accepts his hand, Emma makes a call.
Hi, I'd like to make an appointment for a manicure. Tomorrow? It's perfect.
Jake rides up on his bike.
Hey, Savannah.
Hey, to you, too.
Hey, I just sent you the coolest video of Murray dancing the Macarena.
Murray? Oh, you're Jake. She's right, you are cute.
Who's she?
I mean me. She's me.
Jake cracks a grin.
You think I'm cute?
Way cute. I guess I've just been too shy to tell you that before.
Jake shifts tensely, his eyes widen, and he peers earnestly up at her.
Would you like to go out with me?
I thought you'd never ask.
Jake grins from ear to ear, later in the limo.
I have a date with Jake? No way!
I know, I'm good, huh?
I get so nervous around him. I always say the wrong thing and do dumb stuff like show him my guns.
I'm not even going to ask about that. I'll tell you what. I'm going to be you for one more day, so that I can go out with Jake and show you how easy it is to be with him.
Just don't let him see you there. Don't worry. I'm good at being invisible around Jake.
Pemberley looks kindly at Savannah. At a cafe, Emma and Jake eat ice cream sundaes.
Jake, I'm so glad we're finally going out together. Personally, I think it's long overdue.
I didn't know you felt this way about me. I mean, you're usually so, independent.
Right, but a girl can be self-reliant and still be interested.
Savannah watches from behind a plant.
I don't know what's different about you, Savannah, but I like it.
As Jake takes Emma's hand in his, Savannah scowls and throws a wet dish rag on Emma's head.
Who threw that?
Emma removes the rag.
I'm gonna go yell at that busboy.
Emma ducks behind the planter and swats Savannah with the cloth.
Okay, that was really gross. You're lucky I didn't throw the busboy at you. What were you doing holding hands with my boyfriend?
Your boyfriend? If it weren't for me, he wouldn't even know you existed.
Oh, so now he's your boyfriend?
Maybe so. Well, that doesn't matter because I happen to have a boyfriend of my own.
Yeah, like who? You can't even talk to guys.
Lance doesn't mind. Less talking, more hugging.
Lance is my boyfriend.
Not anymore. See you on the polo field, Savannah.
Savannah storms off.
Jake!
In a park, Savannah and Lance hold hands.
It's my favorite place for, you know, bumping into people.
I wouldn't know anyone here. Oh, wait a minute. Is that my pool boy? I know for sure if he was holding some towels or something.
For reals? Lance, do you ever even listen to yourself?
Only when I sing karaoke. I'm quite the entertainer. No, I prefer looking at myself. Oh, by the way, my bangs clumping?
Come on, Murray.
Quick, Lance, put your arm around me right here.
Nearby, Emma and Jake play with Murray.
Did I say here? I meant over there.
Savannah yanks Lance over to them.
Savannah?
Emma, how's it going?
Whoa, you two could be...
Yeah, we know, twins. So, have you met my boyfriend, Lance? Isn't he cute and so squeezable?
No scrunching. Italian leather.
He tweaks his jacket.
Italian leather! Isn't he divine?
Hey, I just got an idea. How about we all go out on, like, a double date? Wouldn't that be cool?
Not really. That's a great idea. In fact, what are you doing this Saturday? You could come to my birthday ball.
Your birthday ball?
That's my favorite thing to do. We'll be there. Let's go, guys.
Murray gently paws at Savannah, who scratches behind his ears.
Wow. He acts like he knows you.
Miss you too, Murray.
She kisses his head. At night, well-dressed teens enter a stately gray stone manor. Inside, a teenage boy appears to sing. He's just yawning. The real singer, a blonde diva, performs behind him. At a chocolate fountain, a female guest reaches out with her finger, but Emma's mother gives her a swat. The girl licks her finger anyway. Pemberley walks by with a wrapped present and adds it to a table piled with gifts. As he checks his watch, Jake serves himself and Emma fruit punch.
You know, I've never seen you in a dress before, Savannah.
Really? Never?
Well, that means since fourth grade when you started wearing pants to ride your skateboard. That pretty much sealed the deal for me. I've had a major crush on you ever since.
Emma smiles in a satiny strapless gown.
So you like all that tomboy stuff she does? I do?
Even like your guns.
Jake glances at her bare arms.
Didn't they used to be bigger?
Emma stops a passing server and returns her and Jake's glasses of punch.
Jake, I think there's someone here you should get to know better.
Emma's mother praises the singer. Savannah draws everyone's admiration as she arrives in a pink gown, tiara, and white gloves. Emma's parents kiss her, then excuse themselves as Lance approaches.
Wow. Emma, I thought I was the best-looking person at this party, but you have got me beat. Wait.
He tweaks his bow tie and white dinner jacket.
Nah, you got me beat. Wait.
He shakes out his sleeves.
Nah, it's your party. I'll let you have it this one time.
Savannah forces a smile.
Thanks, Lance. You're so generous.
I am, aren't I?
Kissing her gloved hand, he notices her scanning the room full of guests.
What are you looking for?
Just seeing if Savannah and Jake are here to see this.
The dog park people. Who cares about them? They are not our kind.
Not our kind? Lance, remind me again why we started dating.
Because Mumsy and Daddy set us up in the third grade. They wanted me to marry somebody just like me.
But Emma's nothing like you. She's sweet and kind and...
Hello? You're talking about yourself? Boy, people say I'm conceited.
Lance, I want to break up.
What? You can't do that. What'll I tell Mumsy and Daddy?
Tell them you found someone you're totally in love with.
She holds up a silver tray.
Yourself!
As he takes it, Savannah walks away. Lance checks out his bangs.
Man, I love this product.
Savannah marches across the room and halts before Emma and Jake.
Savannah. Emma.
Walt! Look! Two Emmas. I didn't give birth to twins, did I?
Darling, we would have remembered that.
Savannah, I'm so sorry. Jake only likes me because he thinks I'm you. I'm sorry too, Emma. This was supposed to be your big night.
Savannah hands the tiara to her counterpart.
Savannah? That's really you?
Savannah lifts the hem of her dress to reveal her high tops.
Now do you believe me?
As Jake grins, Hallie and Avalon spot them.
Ooh, sneaks in a ball gown. Cute.
Already blogging it.
Come on.
They move on.
Oh, Emma, there's something else you should know. What?
That's who you dumped me for? A dog park boy?
You dumped my boyfriend? That's the other thing I thought you should know. I'm so sorry. Don't be. I've been wanting to dump this jerk since the third grade, and I never had the nerve.
Wait a minute. Now I have two ex-girlfriends? This is all because of you.
Hey, calm down, buddy.
As Lance lunges, Jake dodges, and Lance topples the chocolate fountain, splattering the opera singer with glop. As Hallie and Avalon watch Lance flounder in a slick, chocolatey puddle, the singer walks away indignantly.
Mama, what's here, darling?
Emma's mother throws up her arms.
It's over.
No kidding, it's over.
Trying to stand, Lance falls again. Kimberly watches the chocolate-covered team finally succeed.
This is terrible. Our little girl's body is ruined.
No. People, the party's not ruined. It's just getting started.
It's time to party.
Taco truck.
A bunch of kids in street clothes join the party, surprising Emma and Savannah. Life is just a crazy ride. Avalon and Hallie get people moving. Hallie tips a guy off a chair and he does a cartwheel, then the two girls high five. Among the friendly party crashers, a guy cradles a girl and twirls her.
Wait, did you invite those girls? No, I thought you did.
Guys set down chairs in two lines and Hallie and Avalon strut atop them like models on catwalks. As Emma and Savannah burst into laughter, Hallie and Avalon lead the dance crew. With Emma's parents.
This is heavenly. Darling, no more poached salmon. Let's make Tuesday night taco night.
Inside, Jake and Savannah clap to the beat as a female party crasher cartwheels into a split, then cycles her legs upward. Hallie and Avalon lead a choreographed hip-hop sequence.
Emily, this party rocks!
He offers a gift.
Happy birthday, Miss Emma.
She removes the box's pink lid.
Oh! Emily!
Emma lifts out a puppy in a pink bow.
But my parents!
Well, we'll just have to pick up the poop together, miss.
Three girls gather around.
Here, sweetie. Uncle Pemberley's going to hold you. Mummy's hitting the dance floor.
The butler holds the puppy, which wags its tail. As Emma waves to Savannah and Jake, her parents dance, and so does Pemberley. The dance floor teems with guests in fancy clothes and friendly newcomers in streetwear. Emma grins, seated in a chair. In front of her, Hallie and Avalon pose back to back, swinging their arms like a metronome, then part, to reveal Emma being raised up in the chair. The two guys supporting her turn in a circle. Five of the newcomer kids welcome skateboards underfoot, roll them left and right, then tip them up into their outstretched hands. The skaters plant their boards flat, strike a planking pose while coasting forward, then turn one after the other to show their board's undersides, spelling S-K-A-T-E, skate. Emma, Hallie, Avalon, and Savannah all vogue. The guys and girls sway in unison, then weave past each other and square off. They all move their feet apart rapidly and tilt their heads. While the girls swivel, the guys spring up from a floor-bound reachback. Now, Hallie, Avalon, Savannah, Jake, and Emma all join in the hand-clapping choreography. All the kids lean forward, then revolve upright in unison. As everyone applauds, the view recedes into a video file on Hallie's tablet.
I guess this all just goes to show, if you really care about your best friend, anyone can overcome being
frenemies!
Her purple nail-polished fingertip swipes to outtakes of Murray repeatedly trying to drop Jake's NASA certificate into the toilet. Murray repeatedly drops Savannah's cell phone beside the wastebasket. Finally drops the phone in. Now he licks Jake's slumbering face. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.